Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One guy that the Rangers are believed to be to really like is Paterka. And, you know, the Sabres have made it very clear they're not that interested in trading him. They prefer not to do it. And so then, you know, Buffalo has a ton of cap space. So you're looking at that and you're saying, well, in theory, they could match no problem. But if you're serious about it, what do you do to try to make that harder? And I just want to say, like, I'm using this as an example. The whole thing with offer sheets, like, there are some teams that are vulnerable cap-wise, there's some teams that aren't. But if you're going to attack a team that's not vulnerable, then you have to try to do something that will make them say, ugh, this is really going to hurt us.
Elliot Friedman on Paterka and the Rangers. Is that this 32 Thoughts podcast? No, that would be a radio interview somewhere. So that's Friedman, 590, the fan. So that is a lot of what you've already heard about Paterka, the Rangers. That's not new. There were reports at the deadline from two different reporters, Frank Cervelli and Renaud Lavoie, that the Rangers were even in advanced talks about Paterka, and maybe that was exaggerated, but we know the Rangers want him, and we know there's been constant smoke about Paterka. So, you know, like, here we go into the summer. It's June 13th, U.S. Open, Father's Day weekend. Good morning, by the way. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy ducking out for this hour. Paterka is probably Paterka and Byram are the next two things, I think, to happen around here to see what are they going to do. The Bills are off until training camp, so we're waiting around for that and hope that, you know, knock on wood, hope nobody gets injured in the meantime. So the Sabres offseason, I think, begins there. What everyone's saying, they're going to be aggressive, and they will, at least they want to be aggressive, and here they bring in Jarmo Kekalainen, who's been aggressive as a GM in the past. So we'll get to free agency and them making acquisitions, but I think it starts with what is the plan with those two. Because Byram, I think, is definitely on the way out. But Paterka is kind of a tough nut to crack because you wouldn't want to trade him. He's super young, exciting player, scores. Last year developed a lot as a playmaker. He is a good story for your draft, right? Like, that's Kevin Adams' first draft. Like, right now, if you were to look back on the Sabres draft history under Kevin Adams, which begins with that 2020 draft with Quinn and then Paterka, he is easily, I don't even know who would be second, he is easily Kevin Adams' best draft pick. Round two guy that is a 25-plus goal scorer, 60-plus points, and he's still only at this age. Quinn's not a good draft pick. Power is an easy draft pick. It's first overall. Roseanne's not a good draft pick. There's nobody outside the first round from those drafts yet. Kulik is probably going to be second. Right now, you'd probably say that's the second best one. Maybe Benson at 13. But it's Paterka because of the round and how good he is. So, hey, you did it. You nailed one of them. And, oh, you might have to kiss it goodbye because we don't know how motivated he is to stay long term. I don't know. But when I look at the Paterka situation, it wouldn't stun me if it was just enough on different levels to go, okay, this is a good offer, let's move him. And it would have to be though a combination of any idea that he doesn't want to be here long term. First off, that would have to be real. That would have to be real. And then the second part of it, I do think the Sabres would have to have some motivation to punt on leverage, which they have. They have tons of leverage on a player that won't be an unrestricted free agent for several more years. He's an RFA. Okay, you don't want to sign a long-term deal, but I can do a bridge deal, and you can't really do anything about it other than sign an offer sheet, and I can just match that if I really want to. So the Sabres have leverage. For them to punt on that leverage, I think there'd have to be some desire from them to want to use him to change out a one-dimensional, a very good one-dimensional offensive player for a more, you know, complete 60-foot player that is going to give you more elements of his game. Without that, I don't think he gets moved. But maybe they have that desire. And then there's what the contract, how big it will be in the first place. Because if you sign him right now, I mean, what, $7, $8 million? Like, that's probably a big chunk of change.
I actually did some work on this a couple weeks ago, just thinking about Paterka and the comparables for a contract for a guy that's sort of in a similar spot in his career. And the first name I really came up with was Willie Nylander in Toronto. Not his most recent deal, which is like 11 and a half. Like, that's obviously well out of the realm of reality for Paterka right now. But when Nylander signed his first deal, I don't know if anybody remembers, it was a big, like, he held out until December. It was a big, long battle. He had been about where Paterka is in his timeline. He had a couple years in the league pro, pretty good. I think Paterka last year scored 61 points in 71 games.
And that was his high, that was Nylander's high until his, what, seventh season in the league?
Exactly. Yeah. So Nylander has had very similar production numbers and very similar, I think, built like player archetype. Offensive dynamo, not always necessarily responsible or effective in their own zone. Maybe some questions about attitude or effort at times.
Not a big guy, so you're not getting right. much of a physical element.
I think there's a lot of very strong comparables between these two players. When Nylander signed that deal, it was in it would have been 6 years for $7.51 million, okay. which at the time was roughly 10% of the cap.
Okay.
Now, we want to talk about roughly 10% of the cap today for the Sabres.
It's going to be nine.
$9.5 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I think he would have a defense. Like, if I were, what you just did is exactly what Paterka's agent should do.
100%, yeah.
Should take that example, which is pretty close to the same, and say, this is the amount of money that my client should get. But we don't think there's a way he's getting $9.5 million, right?
I can't, unless it's maybe on an eight-year deal, and they must love him at that point. Because you have to believe then that Paterka can become what Nylander's become, which is a superstar offensive force that will show up and makes things happen on his own, individually, and has improved. You know, there's still some bad video out there from Nylander, but his defensive game and effort has improved you know, noticeably. If that gets him to league average, then great, because the offensive production, you know, drags the rest of that profile up. So I don't think I see a world where the Sabres decide to give him that much money. It just feels like that's a big bet. I believe in Paterka, and I think he probably could be that kind of player. But I think you need to see a little more of that before you sign him to that contract. And not lost in this is the steps that Nylander took to get that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like he held out, he was in Switzerland or Sweden for half the season.
Right. Yeah.
And that's like that probably drove it up, whatever that could be. $500,000, great. But that matters too. I don't think Paterka's gonna get nuclear like that here.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I would guess he wouldn't also, because you only see a couple of guys that have ever really done it to that extent.
Right.
One of them was here. I mean, Michael Pekka held out the entire season, I believe. Right. So it's not like it's never happened, but it is rare. Is Paterka the type? I don't know. I don't know enough about him, but could he say, I don't know if he could play because he's an RFA, but could he go, like, I'm just going to go hang out in Germany. You let me know what you want to do.
Yeah.
I'll wait until you decide that I'm worth the $9.5 million, or you could trade me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the type to take it to that extreme. From the Sabres standpoint, man, a contract like that, you got to decide if that guy is an integral part of your core. And there is an argument that maybe he should be. I guess I don't really. Again, there's a lot of confusion and in interesting questions, I think, about what his contract would look like, what his future is, and what the Sabres think of him.
Yeah.
Because I know they think he's a good player, but do they see him as an integral member of the core in the way that they certainly feel that way about Dahlin, they feel that way about Tage, and they certainly feel that Power is going to at least grow into that because they already paid him to.
Right.
Everybody else, I think it's at least a little bit up in the air. And I would include Paterka in that. Tuck, by the way, I think they would say they want him to be a part of that. He's just not under contract
yet.
It's
just up to him.
So, like, what do they think of Paterka for that? Are they not sure yet? Because the contract, a contract like that, you're making him the second highest paid player on the team.
Right.
If you do that. And your most highly paid forward by a significant margin. So you better have a very high opinion of him as a hockey player. Sounds like Friedman thinks the Rangers do. So, I don't know. If he wants to go to a big city and the Sabres are on the fence about him as a player because you only really do get the offense. By the way, like, for how true that is, you are getting positive results. But, like, if you look into some of the numbers last year, when Paterka's on the ice for the Sabres last season, and just this is just even strength only, because it wouldn't be fair to include power play for him when he never penalty kills.
Right.
So just at even strength, the score when Paterka's on the ice last year for the Sabres is 71-60. Okay? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Plus 11 goal differential when he's on the ice. By percentage, that's one of the best Sabres on the team. Dahlin is like the only one that is way above everybody else for that. But like 60 goals given up in his amount of ice time, that's one of the highest rates on the Sabres. It is the highest rate of any of their forwards. And if you look at, like, just to compare him to, you know, Thompson, for instance, or whoever, if you look at shots when Paterka's on the ice last year, when he's out there, it's 499 for the Sabres, it's 544 for the opponent. Tage, for instance, it's 523 to 497.
Yeah,
he's on the ice less than Tage.
And gets way more done against.
The other team is getting a good amount more of shooting and shot attempts and goals when he's out there on the ice. That doesn't mean it's bad. I told you the score.
Right.
It just means it's a fast pace. It's high event hockey, kind of back and forth, which do they want to play that way? It sounds a lot like the type of thing they've tried to go away from since Don Granato employed that style, and they missed the playoffs by 1 point.
I think that is the biggest question about what they believe with Paterka is, what do they want to be? Do they want to lean into that, which got them the closest to the playoffs that we've seen? Or are they going to stick with what we saw a little bit more last year and being a little more conservative? Because if you want to If you want to become a stingier, more difficult to play against sort of a operation,
yeah,
Paterka is not a core piece of a team like that. I think he is the core piece of a team like Toronto that is a high octane. Everything's about outscore and just go out there and make plays. I think it all comes down to philosophy about what they think is going to get them where they want to go.
And it's one thing to have a guy like that on your team, because I could have a guy like that on my team and still employ a certain style and have him be valuable. But it's another thing when I've got to now commit
to eight years, a lot of money, $9.5 million,
and a big contract. So, like, wow, we got the U.S. Open on in here, by the way, not to sidetrack, but Scottie Scheffler almost just broke his ankle.
Oh, boy.
Like, he fell on it after his drive. Anyways, so, but back on Paterka, the reason I question them wanting to pay him long-term like that is this chase that they've had for 2 years now, at least how they talk and their actions spoke to this at least for one of the last 2 years, of, yeah, scoring's not enough. We can't just be this up and down the ice, scoring a lot of goals type of team. Because, listen, in 22-23, they were one of the best scoring teams in the league. Last year, they were a good scoring team.
Right.
And that surprised me. The reason I thought they would miss last year was because I thought they weren't going to be able to score goals. That was wrong. They did score goals. They couldn't defend.
Yeah, couldn't keep the puck out of the net.
And the goaltending, too.
Yeah.
But that was true 3 years ago, and there have been moves made and there have been words said that point to we can't win in the league that way. And that's debatable. There are teams that do win that way.
Right.
But I think it's pretty easy to see the Sabres would like to be a better team, a more responsible team, a more mature type of team in their game style and maybe even in their roster build. And accomplishing that, I don't know if giving J.J. Paterka $8+ million lines up with their desire to kind of become that style of a hockey team.
Yep. I think you have to work with what is available to you, and that's not just on your roster, but that, like, what's available to you in moves you can make, trades, draft, whatever. I think that you need to be able to self-identify the talent that you have on a roster and recognize what will play favorably to that roster. Because every team is built differently. You draft guys, and sometimes they don't turn into the players you think they're going to turn into. Sometimes a guy that you think is going to be an offensive force ends up growing and puts on some weight, and they become a defensive stalwart. So you can't always dictate as a team builder, coach, GM, whatever, what your players turn into. And you have to decide whether you want to change the players out to fit what you want to do systematically and stylistically. Or you have to figure out whether you have to change your system to match the talent that you have. I think in Buffalo, where it's a little more difficult to swap those players out, it might be more important to be able to adapt and to recognize we've got this many guys that can effectively play this style, so let's find a way to maximize that. I think that's the direction that they need to really go in, where they need to be able to self-scout and go, all right, with Paterka, do we want to keep him? Is there somebody out there that we can get that fits better into the style that we want to play,
right,
strategy that we want to employ? And I don't think you can force either side of that equation either way.
Well, and right, and I also want to make clear, like, I don't think I also would move him. Like, I would probably sign him to a bridge deal, and I would let this draw out a little bit longer and let him continue to play for me. But, like, all this talk of, like, whether they'd want to, I'm sure they don't. I mean, there was a report that they don't want to trade Paterka. But it's not just in a vacuum of, well, we just want to trade him to trade him. It's, would you want to trade him if you've got a team or a couple of teams out there that are like, love the guy?
Yeah, willing to overpay and give you something that you want to plug into your you know,
because like we're talking. Right, about. It's not Paterka versus, it's not having Paterka versus not having Paterka. It's having Paterka versus, oh, the Rangers want to give me, and that's right. Where you got to fill it in. They want to give me Keandre Miller. They want to give me another valuable player, but a different type of player.
Right.
Like that's what the question is. And for that, I think it is up for debate. And I think it is, I don't know where I lean. I know how I feel about what they're going to do with Byram and what they should do with Byram. I don't think if I had to bet right now, I would bet he doesn't play another game for the Sabres.
I totally agree.
Paterka, I probably bet he does, but I wouldn't feel super strong about it.
No.
So, you know, he's a good player.
At some point, we all are frustrated by their situation. And everybody always is demanding, got to do something.
This isn't the something usually that people would want. Yeah.
This is, but like, sometimes you got to make a concession and realize, like, sometimes you're going to have to move a guy you maybe don't want to move. And that'll hurt, but can it help?
But that's where I think I would still bet that they don't do that right now, even if both sides aren't sure about a long-term deal, because you're not really in a rush.
Right.
Like, I know
there's no clock here.
Yeah, he doesn't have a contract. The only thing that puts a clock on it is somebody offer sheets him. And as we kind of laid out, and Friedman laid out, like, some teams don't like doing it. Other teams don't have the picks to do it. The Rangers don't have really, I don't think, much ability to offer sheet Paterka. And, okay, we had a rumor earlier in the day about Calgary likes Paterka. He's going to want to go to Calgary?
I doubt it.
Why does he see... I mean, not to say the Sabres situation is maybe better, but it's not like Calgary is a... You're going to a small Canadian town, so you're not really upgrading if you're looking for a big city type of lifestyle.
Right.
If you're even looking for that. And then competitiveness, going to a winner. I mean, sure, they made the playoffs more recently. They're not some model of winning, though. So, I don't know. He's got to sign the offer sheet, too.
Right.
And... That's a team. They have the picks to do it, but I don't know. I think he probably plays for the Sabres this year on a short-term deal. That would be my guess right now, and he'll probably play really well, and we'll see what type of jump he takes. Does he take the Nylander jump earlier than Nylander did? Nylander, as you compare their contracts and where they are at this point in their careers, Willie Nylander, who's become a 40-goal scorer, I think 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, 3 years in a row scoring 40 goals, 4 years in a row putting up 80 points. He did not do that until he was 25 years old. His sixth year in the league before he put up numbers like that. Before, as we talked about, his career high was 61.
Right, which if Paterka's already passed this year.
And if Paterka goes a couple years earlier than Nylander and he has a year, which I do think is possible, of 40 goals or 80 points... You know, that's a 12-point increase, and they make the playoffs, then he's on the team.
Yeah.
And they're going to pay him a huge amount
Massive.
Of money.
Yeah.
If he has that season and they miss the playoffs, you might say the same thing. But it to me is, let's go one more year, let's see how it goes for both the team and for you, and then, with still having multiple years until we lose your rights, then we'll start to figure something out.
I think that's the most likely scenario, too, where they don't make a rush decision on a player that they don't need to rush with.
Yep.
He's a good player. You have him now.
Player that I still think everyone's open to him being a great player.
I
maybe you would even say there's an argument. There are some numbers that you could look at that say he is a great player already.
I think that
he's not good in his own end.
A talent that could be... I'd say that he could be as... impactful and important to the Sabres as Tage is at some point if he puts it all together. I know that might sound crazy, but offensive talent wise, that kid can play. He makes things happen. He creates space. We saw his playmaking really take a step this year. He's always had the ability to finish. I think that he is a Willie Nylander level talent. It's whether he can be insulated with players around him and whether he does the things he needs to do to reach that sort of maximum potential. But I think it's absolutely in there for him.
803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a thought on this, there was a Bills comment we had a little bit earlier relating them to fantasy that I wanted to get to. It's not really a fantasy point. It's more about, you know, some of the guys that have had some good springs for the Bills. Good spring season as we wait about a month here until a little more than a month till training camp. It's a Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. U.S. Open is on. Scheffler did not break his ankle. If you go watch this video, if you find it, you can't believe his ankle doesn't. All of his foot is on its side, and like his whole body weight is then on it. Oh, man. He's got a weird driver swing. U.S. Open continues. Koepka bogeyed, so he is now two shots back of the lead. 803-0550, the phone number on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Justin Thomas for par. Oh, no. And he said earlier in the week, talking about Oakmont, it's a place where you need to be very, very patient. That is going to test his patience. Oh my goodness, this might send it over the edge.
This place is relentless. Wow. Completely uncompromising.
Justin Thomas with a four putt. He had 22 feet for birdie. He ends up double bogeying. That second putt, how far would you say the second putt was? 4 feet, not even? 3 feet? Would you go good on that? You would give that putt? If you're playing with somebody, you would give that putt, right?
I'm a weirdo with the gimmies. I almost never do them. I don't know if it's just because I just never. It's got to be like 2 feet and in for me to give it.
Okay. It might be a little further. It might be close to four and a half.
Is that one, though, where because they just missed one of that was really short right before.
That's then you would get it. May be giving up. If I see you're really hurting and I can see you got the brain scramblies going on, I'll grab that.
See,
get out of here.
He misses like a 3-footer right before, lips out. He's got another 4-footer, and then that one lips out. Oof. If I hadn't given him the second one in a tournament, you would never give any. But you're just playing with a buddy, and they miss the second one. That's one where even if I hadn't given it, missing the second one, I think I'd say you were good.
Right.
Say you were good.
Retroactive gimme.
If somebody gave that to you though, would you take it? Would you write down the bogey instead of the double bogey?
If somebody told me after I missed it
that you were good.
No, I can't.
Write down the double.
I would write down the double.
Now that I think about this, you did this for me last year. We were playing around towards the end of the summer and you gave me one, I think.
I don't remember. I played a lot since then.
Well, right. But I feel like I remember that happening once. It was like a really weird putt.
I've definitely done it.
But see, the key thing is here is you have to pay it back. So, like, I still technically owe you.
So,
I think that's how it should work when you're just playing with buddies.
I think that's a strategy. So, I played at a Tri-County yesterday. I played in a match against one of the members there. And there was a little bit of a – this is newer to me, like doing like match play this. So the giving of putts, it's almost like I feel like it's a mental game.
There's a code.
It's like I'm going to give you – not that I did this in the moment, but I thought about it a little bit after. Like if you give a guy, a 4-footer – isn't he going to feel like he's got to give you the same length?
Yeah, 100%.
So if you think he's a better putter than you, give him the 4-footer. He's going to make it anyway.
Right.
I might miss one or two of those over the course of 18 holes.
If I can save one.
So, but then, the gimmies, it's tough to ever figure out, though,
where's the line?
Do I have to give it then?
Right.
Because I don't have to, but if I don't, the other guy's going to think I'm a jerk.
Right. Am I a bad guy because I win this match by one and I didn't give you the 4-footer that you jacked
And
left?
Also, I don't think everybody would just want to be given everything.
Like, I don't.
If you're 7 feet away, you're not going to want me to go, you're good.
I hate
– you'd want to punch me probably.
I really don't like
what are you
to
get out of my face? I'm going
to
make this putt.
come on, man.
Seven feet.
Let me play golf.
Right.
There was one me and Jeremy in our match last week. I bombed a drive on 17 at Delaware, if you know it, dogleg right. And if you go just over the trees, you feel like you always lose the ball, even though it should be like in the fairway or even in the rough, but not shouldn't be lost. You always feel like you lose it. I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. Jeremy walked over. He was like, just take a free one. You're good. And I was like, we have a good match going here. I don't feel right about that. He was like, I don't want to. It's soft. You hit a good shot. You shouldn't lose this ball.
Yep.
Gallery would have found it. Like, just take the drop. You're good. This is right where you would have been. We know this shot. You've hit it a million times. And I ended up, I took it for our match, but for my score that I was keeping for myself, I added a stroke. So that was my compromise.
Okay.
I felt horrible about it, but he missed the putt to tie it. So it would have been a tie to a playoff. If I hadn't taken that extra stroke.
The other thing about the gimmies is if the putt is meaningful, if it's meaningless, who cares? Just give it.
Yeah.
But if it's meaningful, like in a match play setting, if they've got, even then though, if it's a foot, I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
Even if it's the win, if it's 1 foot, but a 3-foot putt that means something is different than a 3-foot putt that doesn't mean
for
something.
Sure.
So.
For sure.
I'm learning. I'm still kind of new to the different, because I'm much more casual with that when I'm just playing with friends.
Right.
New to the gimme law bylaws, the unwritten code.
Yeah.
When you start getting into stuff like that.
It's tough.
What I'm saying is I just like the tournaments where you have to putt everything out. Everything's clear then. I don't have to think about whether I should give it or not give it. Give me the tournaments where everything gets putt out.
Yeah. That's maybe as well versed in the golf etiquette world as some may be. I've played at Delaware Park and just started playing after I stopped playing hockey. So I guess I'm new into it still. But the gimmies just feel I always feel bad after a round where, especially if there were like three where I was like, I might have missed that.
Yeah.
I never feel good about it. It just doesn't feel right. Me and Dad, Bulldog, don't ever, we put everything out when we play.
See, I am envious of that. I kind of want to become that. But it's so ingrained now in golf culture that nobody plays like that if you're just playing around.
Right.
That, you know, I'm going to be the jerk that shows up the first tee. All right, guys, we're putting everything out. And then one guy's going to miss a two-footer on the first hole and be like, that's Joe's fault.
Yeah, kick you in the chest.
That would have been good. I need to play with you two more, maybe is the answer. Yeah, so I can put everything out.
You know where we play. You know when we play.
Yeah. 803-0550. I do need to get out there. Nice Saturday morning. Oh. So I put a poll up in the 6 o'clock hour when we were talking about Reinhardt. So last night, Sam Reinhardt scores the second latest game-tying goal in Stanley Cup Final history. The first latest was Game 2 of this series. Reinhardt scores with 19 seconds left. And how there really isn't this... It's not the same level of hatred, or maybe there is no hatred towards Reinhardt the way there is towards Eichel. One point we did not bring up in all the differences between the two, because I do think there are a lot. One is the contracts, how Eichel was on an 8-year deal. And in the middle of it, the only way you're getting out when you have a deal like that, I think, is to make it ugly. Whereas Reinhardt, when you don't have a contract and you're a year away from being able to become an unrestricted free agent, I think it's way easier to get out without having it be tumultuous. So that's part of it. Eichel being the kingpin, he's Batman and Reinhardt's Robin, you know. It's not the Reinhardt era. It's the Eichel era. So his name is on, even if they weren't his fault all the way or even most of the way, even though it's not his fault that they don't win, his name is on that more than it is on Reinhardt's. The other difference that somebody in the chat pointed out that we didn't mention and how much this really could have made up for a difference on these polls that I put up, which is just pretty simple. Like, kind of like figuring out what the approval rating is. Do you like Sam Reinhardt? You know, and what, 98% of my followers are going to be Sabre fans. So, yes, out of 1,200 votes, 92% say, yeah, I like Sam Reinhardt. Sabre fans like Sam Reinhardt. Eichel, do you like Jack Eichel? 25% say yes.
Right.
That's actually higher than I thought it was going to be.
I
kind of
thought it would be less than that, too.
So three quarters say no. And one thing that I saw a couple people mention that we didn't is how much damage did he do when he came back?
That's what always sticks out to me.
The night he came back, I wonder what this number would be if that night goes differently. As I always point out, I'm in the arena for that game, and it was hostile. He got booed every time he touched the puck. But as I've always mentioned, when it was time to show respect and kind of have a moment there, maybe you could argue he didn't. I don't remember what he did during it. But there was a tribute video,
right. And
it was mixed. But I've always thought, looking back to that night, I would have guessed it was 60-40 in favor of cheers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't everybody, and it was still pretty fresh then. So maybe it was closer to 50-50 then of like, if you still liked him, if you understood it, if you, you know, empathized even with him for the team not letting him get his surgery, I don't know. But to see that where it's, no, three quarters of the fan base, you know, is a very small portion of it, say, no, I don't like him at all. And how much that could be impacted by... They win that game, and then he says after the game, takes a shot at the crowd, saying, I never heard it that loud. You know, like, if Vegas wins the game, you never have him talk like that.
No.
And maybe this is better. If he just wasn't a little crybaby about it after the game and had a moment of maturity instead, maybe it's closer to 50-50. But instead, it's, no, most people are like, I'm against you.
I think that that event, that quote is what solidified him as an enemy, as a villain in Sabre's land for as long as it's been. I don't think that there's any way with what the organization's done now that he would ever feel, or fans would ever feel, as strongly about him as they do now without that. I think if he had gone and been, never said much of anything, just sort of done his thing in Vegas, I think by now everybody would have been pretty much like, whatever, it's Jack Eichel, it doesn't really matter. But I think most people now still think, ah, Jack Eichel, that guy. Like, I think there's a lot of that still, and I think it all stems from just that quote.
Yeah. I think it didn't help, and I think there are still, I mean, 25% are still like, no, I like him. But that 75 number, I think, is higher because the breakup, it wasn't a clean breakup. The Reinhardt breakup was a clean breakup.
Right.
And, you know, it's very different on that end. You saw in the Sabres embedded piece, Reinhardt, I don't know how common this is around the league. Maybe this isn't as much as I'm going to make it out to be, but Reinhardt calling Kevin Adams and apologizing for letting the team down.
Right.
Even though he was the best player that previous season. Remember that year, Hall and Eichel combined for like 3 goals.
Right.
Reinhardt was the one who scored like 25.
Yeah.
And yet it was him apologizing. And, you know, how many of the fans saw that? Not all of them. It's not like that's the reason, but I think it's just the post-breakup life, it's been more clean on the Reinhardt end than it has been on the Eichel end. By a lot. Not to say much. Steve in Niagara Falls, you hang on hold. We'll get to you when we come back in Extendo Sports. We'll get you to the weekend. Jordan Spieth, 3 over par. He's out there right now. Got some guys going at the U.S. Open. 803-0550, the phone number on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports. Let's get Steve in Niagara Falls in. What's up, Steve?
Not too much. As you guys were talking about that putting, I got a buddy. You know, he'll take those 4 to 5 footers and pick them up, and you're like, eh. So I figure, you know, you guys could liken it to those gimmies as taking food from a stranger off a plane.
Taking food from a stranger. Yes. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
never do it.
Yeah. Now, wait, is he picking these up without someone telling them you're good?
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and, well, he knows he's going to miss them. Yeah.
And you, no one, does anyone ever call him out on it?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
See, once you do it enough, though, where it's a running joke, that's you've kind of made it. Because what are they going to do? What is anyone going to do about it? You're going to tell them your score is illegitimate?
That's about it. I mean, we're not playing for money. So
right.
It's, at the end of the day, it's his own score. It's his own lie in his head. So that's fine. But
all right. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one, guys.
So the picking up of the ball without being told it's good.
That is.
I don't like it.
Grounds.
It's not as bad as airplane food. Come on.
No.
Well, not just airplane food. Being given.
Stranger. Yeah.
A stranger has arrived on the airplane with food that they have made, and they offer it to you, and then you eat some of it.
They got me all riled up about that on the Extra Point Show again yesterday. They got me on there. I was hot.
Listen. The context is that I was talking to this lady for like the whole flight, and there were other people also.
How long into the conversation / the flight before the pizza was offered?
It was like past the halfway point.
Okay, all right, it's a little different. I wasn't aware of this.
It was like 2.5-3 hour flight.
At that point, now I'm worried about how long has this pizza been in a bag?
It was actually cold. Like it was
cold pizza.
Yeah, and cold pizza is good. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but
it's fine.
I can't get into this again. I had a hard enough day.
All right, speaking of the Extra Point Show, that is coming up next. Line up the phone calls, 803-0550. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good Father's Day. Enjoy the U.S. Open. Koepka birdied, so he's back to 3-under, 1 back of the lead. Also, NBA tonight, if you didn't, everyone's saying this series is going to stink. I'm going to skip it. Because the Thunder were like the biggest favorite ever in the finals, and it's Oklahoma City and it's Indiana, so it's not these big brands, small market teams. If you're like a casual NBA fan and like you didn't check in on this, I would urge you to try it out. This is good basketball between these two teams. It's different than what you've experienced for the last, forever in the NBA, where it's about the stars. And how good is your... Like, the stars in this series are good, but these games in this series are... These teams are being won and lost based on, like, 9 guys. You got guys coming off the bench. You got a kid named Benedict from Montreal just showed up and scored 28 last game. And the defense has been unbelievable. It's... You don't have big brands. You don't have... giant names like LeBron and Steph and Giannis and all the, like, you don't have that, but the quality of it has been elite. As good as any finals I can remember since Cavs Warriors. So, would urge you to try it out if you got nothing going on. All right, we'll talk to you Monday. Stay tuned for the Extra Point Show on the way next on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.